This is Not Place Church, Durban. We hope as you listen today that you would experience Christ, community and compassion. To learn more about us, visit our website at notplacechurch.co.za.
Whenever you and I live out the purpose of God, we wrestle with, we pay that price, we reframe our priorities because we know that by doing that, we're able to live out our design. And if we're gonna live out our design, we have to do that by remaining on the path. And last week we talked about how Elisha and Elijah were on this path. They were on this pathway of transition from Elijah's leadership to Elisha's leadership. And there was a path that they had to stay on, and Elisha had to be committed to that path. He had to deal with discouragement. He had to deal with confusion. He had to deal with things that he couldn't explain or understand, but he had to stay so committed to the call and the purpose of God in his life that even when these things came his way, he could just keep going. Every one of us have called to just, we have been called to just keep going. As we finished the message last week, I introduced you to a concept, and I told you we would pick it up this week, and it's the concept of a shadow purpose. See, Elisha, at the very end of the journey, Elisha was confronted with an opportunity several times to quit on his journey. As they were coming to the end, and Elisha had the opportunity to stay with Elijah and receive the mantle, several times Elisha was encouraged to stay with the company of the prophets, to not keep going. In fact, he was even given permission. He was given permission to stay with the company of the prophets, and he could have stayed there. And if he had stayed there, he would have still been a prophet. He would have still been somebody who had spent time with Elijah, but he would have not had the mantle. He would have never been known as Elijah's replacement. He would have never been the prophet to the nation because he wouldn't have had the mantle. See, your shadow purpose and my shadow purpose, and it's something I believe we all are confronted with, is this idea or this concept that it's the close but not yet moments in our life when we're given the opportunity to settle for something that is second best. And I believe that many of us do not live out the purposes of God in our life because we have settled for something that is second best. Maybe it's close, maybe it looks like it, but it's not exactly what God has called us to. Elisha could have taken the easy route. He could have taken the off-ramp. He could have taken the opportunity to rest. He could have taken the opportunity to settle. He could have stayed somewhere that was comfortable and made sense. And yet God was calling him to keep going forward to the mantle. And I believe God's message to every one of us today is that we have to stay on our journey so that we are not sidetracked, so that we are not sidetracked by our shadow purpose. I told you last week we were going to quickly talk about how do we move past our shadow purpose. You and I, to move past our shadow purpose, the way that we do that is we have to be prepared to respond to the opportunities that come our way. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 9 through 13 says this. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, remember from last week, remember they had crossed, they were crossing over the Jordan. Elisha made the decision, I'm not going to settle for my shadow purpose. I'm going to keep going for the mantle. I'm going to keep going for my purpose. So when they crossed the Jordan, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taking from you? Elisha said, let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. You have asked a difficult thing, Elijah said. Yet, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not. See, if he had settled for his shadow purpose, if he had stayed with the company of the prophets, he wouldn't have been there to see him when he went. He wouldn't have gotten the mantle. He wouldn't have gotten to the place of his purpose. If you see me when I go, it'll be yours. Otherwise, it will not. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment, talking about that cloak. He took hold of the garment, or of his garment. He tore his garment in two. And then he picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. You see, if you and I are going to live out our purpose, then we have to be people who respond to the opportunities that come our way. Elisha shows us that opportunities will come our way, and if we're not prepared for them, and if we're not there, if we're not in that moment, if we've settled for a shadow purpose, if we've taken a detour, if we've taken the easy path, then when the opportunity comes our way, we won't be ready. Elisha demonstrates for us that if we respond to our opportunities, then we will live out our purpose. I want to show you three things very quickly. The first one is, if you and I are going to respond to our opportunities, we have to know what we need. Notice when Elijah said to Elisha, what you keep following me, you keep pressing on, what do you want? What do you need? And Elisha said, listen, Elijah, here's the thing. I want a double portion. I want to become who it is that you are. I want to live up to this anointing that's on your life. I want that cloak. I want what that cloak represents. He knew what he needed to live out his purpose. He understood that God had called him to be a prophet to the nation. And if he was going to be a prophet to the nation, then he was going to have to walk in the same power and the same anointing that Elijah was walking in. A question that I often have for people that I'm working with is, who tell me, hey, Randy, you know what? God has called me to do this. God has given me this purpose in my life. And one of the first things that I do is I begin to ask them questions. And what I find is that oftentimes we haven't taken the time to consider exactly what we need to accomplish the purpose that God has called us to. Let me put it another way. Perhaps you're here today, and if we ask you what your purpose was, you would say, well, my purpose is that I'm called to start a business, and God has called me to be a part of the redemptive process in the economy of South Africa, and I'm meant to be a business owner that adds value and jobs to our community, and that's a wonderful thing. That's a powerful calling, and I believe that God is raising up entrepreneurs. I believe that he's raising up kings in the house at North Place. I really believe that. I believe that's a part of our calling. Some of you don't even know it yet, but I believe that's a part of our calling. But the question I often ask is, when someone says that to me, do you know what you need to be a business owner? And what I often get is, oh yeah, but I'm going to have this wonderful business, and we're going to do these great things, and I'm going to employ hundreds of people. And that's wonderful and great. I understand your vision, but do you have a strategy? Do you know what you need? How much money is it going to take? What kind of education do you need? What are the resources that you need to start that business? Perhaps you feel like God's called you to be a lawyer, or he's called you to be a doctor, he's called you to be a teacher. Whatever might be the case, do you know what you need? If I were to come to you today and you were to say, here's my vision, here's my dream, and if I had the resources to resource your vision, could you tell me everything that you need to accomplish that vision? The sad reality is that many of us, we don't even know what we need to accomplish what it is that God has called us to accomplish. When the moment of opportunity came for Elisha, he knew exactly what he needed. If we're going to live out our purpose, we've got to know what we need. Secondly, we have to be faithful to our commitments. See, Elisha had the ability. He knew what he needed because he had spent time with Elijah. He had been faithful with Elijah. And get this, he had learned what it took to carry the cloak. He had been the one who had been the person who took care of his cloak. And so now when the time came, he knew the power. He knew what the cloak represented. And because he had been faithful where he was prepared to no longer be the one who took care of the cloak. He was prepared to be the one who owned the cloak. Somebody might say, well, I'm going to be a business owner someday. I'm going to have this wonderful business. And my question to you is, well, how faithful are you? How faithful are you in the business that you work for right now? Hello? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It really isn't that little of a secret. It's all over the Word of God. It's called the law of sowing and reaping. See, if you're late to work every day, guess what? One day when you own a business, you're going to reap employees who are late to work every day. Thank you. Elisha was ready to bear the mantle because he had been faithful when he was the one who was taking care of the mantle. Some of us want the mantle so bad, but we're not faithful taking care of it when it's somebody else's business that we're not ready for it to be our business. And it's only in the preparation stage, in the time in our lives, when the opportunity is there for us to demonstrate faithfulness, to demonstrate discipline, to demonstrate the capacity to handle something ourselves, that we grow into the place and the ability to bear the weight of it on our own. You see, if you're going to seize the opportunity, you have to be faithful to your commitments. Can you be counted on now? Well, I promise you, friend, if you can't be counted on now, you can't be counted on later. Can people rely on you now? If they can't rely on you now when you're an employee, will they be able to rely on you later when you're the business owner, the one responsible for executing the contract? If you can't be counted on now to do your studies and to learn what you need to learn, can you be counted on later when you're the attorney, when you're the advocate, and you're to go before the judge and make the case for your client? If you won't do your reading now, are you going to do your reading later? If you can't handle your own personal finances now, if you can't handle that 10,000 rands a month that you get personally now, how are you going to handle that million rand a month budget for that business that you dream of opening someday? See, it's as we grow in our faithfulness to our commitments and our responsibilities now, do we grow into the ability to handle the weight of the mantle later. So not only do we have to be know what we need and be faithful to our commitments, but we also have to embrace the risk of purpose. Can I tell you something, friend? Purpose, vision, mission, it all comes with a risk. Notice the story that I read to you. The Bible says that Elisha, he tore his own garment. He picked up the cloak because he was taking on this new identity, because he had been prepared for it. He was ready for it. And then what did he do? He went to the Jordan. And I love this. He went to the Jordan. If you keep reading, and I would encourage you to do this during your daily 20 this week. If you keep reading, what you're going to find is that he took that cloak and he did what he had just seen Elijah do. He took that cloak and he called. He said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" And he struck the water, so that the waters would part and he could walk over, because that had been what had been just demonstrated to him. Now get this, he had just gotten the mantle. He had the mantle, he was the prophet. But now he had to risk his own pride. He had to risk his image. He had to risk what other people thought about him. And he had to display the power of the garment himself. Purpose, vision, mission, it comes with a risk. I mean, what would have happened? Think about it. What would have happened if he would have said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" and struck the water and nothing happened? Can you imagine how embarrassing that would have been? Yeah, he got the coat, but he didn't get the power that came with it. Because what the Bible tells us is that on the other side of the water, that last company of the prophets that they had just left were over there waiting and watching. They were waiting and watching. How embarrassing would have it been had he tried to use the mantle and it didn't work for him? See, there are going to be times in your life, I promise you, if you've been called to purpose, if you've been called to mission, if you've been given a vision, there's going to be times when you have to risk. You have to risk it all. I told you about Nadine, and here she is in Central Asia, in a country that I can't even tell you the country because it's so dangerous. That young lady is risking it all for the kingdom of God. It sounds wonderful to be called into ministry until you go risk it all for the kingdom of God in a country that's not your own, among people that are not your own. It sounds wonderful to be called to be a business owner until you go and you sign that first contract and you put your life on the line for that business. See, risk is a part of purpose. And you and I have to be the kind of people that when opportunity comes our way, we can't shrink back. We can't shrink back. We have to step forward. And just like Elisha, we have to call on the God of those who have demonstrated to us his power before us. And we say, just like Elijah walked in power, just like you were there for Elijah, God, I know you're going to be there for me. You and I have been called to risk.
Thanks for listening to this message from North Place Church, Durban. Feel free to duplicate or share this message. If you live in the Durban area, we would love to connect with you. We meet every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at 10 Meridian Drive, Umhlanga Ridge.